Yes, sir. And where might you be?
I'm a truck driver, and I'm just east of Moarty, New Mexico.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, when I was a kid, you know, I had a best friend growing up, and about 1962, his dad, I was always over at their house, and his dad pulled me and him aside, and he told us there was going to be a friend that was going to come over, and he wouldn't, it wasn't harmful, just not listen to anything he said.
Okay.
You know, he might come up with some nutty stuff.
Yeah.
And we were over there one day, and he started talking to us, and he was a full bird colonel that had gotten out of the Air Force. And he said that he had worked at a place in Roswell, New Mexico.
Hmm.
And what his job was, he was trying to find out what made these flying saucers that they had fly, how they flew. And he had a friend that every day at lunch they'd go and eat. They worked in different sections. Well, one day his friend had left a container with soup in it on the table, and
okay.
He jumped up to go give it to him, and he had walked into his section, and he put his hand on the door to hold it open.
Yeah.
And when he looked inside, they had, like, aliens
oh my.
On the tables, and they were in the processes of dissecting them. And he got all upset because he did not know any of these things, and he had told the Air Force, you're going to tell me or I'm going to go to the newspapers. Well, they put him off for a while, and then he gave him a deadline. And the night before he was supposed to go to the newspapers, the next morning, a staff car pulled up at his house, and they knocked on the door and told him that they were ready to take him to a meeting and let him in on everything. Well, they took him to an Air Force mental institution.
Oh, no.
And he spent 10 years in a mental institution. And when he got out, the first thing he did was went to newspapers. Well, they were interested until they did a background search and found out he got a Section 8 and that he'd been in a mental institution for the past 10 years.
They just ruined his credibility by doing that.
Yeah. He took us out in the backyard, which was, you know, we took it by a grain of salt. It was interesting. I was 12 years old. But he had a coffee can lid, and he told one of us to throw it, so I threw it, and it, you know, how it'll drift up and down and
mm-hmm.
go down. And he said, okay. He said, he went and got the coffee can lid, and he said, now throw it the same way and let it go about the same place. And I did, and this time, instead of going up and then down, it went up about three times, and then it slowly floated down. He said, that's as close as we've come so far. He said, if you could plot air currents like you can plot ocean currents, you could maneuver a vehicle on the air currents. And he said they had some other type of power that they couldn't figure out on these things, but as far as how they traveled, a lot of times was just by air current.
What made that coffee can kind of float?
It was hitting different, well, we tossed it.
It was natural.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he had some kind of ray gun or some kind of device.
Oh, no. No, it just hit the different air currents, and it dropped, and then it'd go back up, which, you know, kind of made sense. But I didn't think much of this until, what was it? I lose time out here. About 10 years ago or 5 years ago, they had a special on Roswell.
Yep.
Believe it or not type deal, and all of a sudden that popped into my head, because everything they were saying on there, he had told us.
Is that guy still alive?
I have no idea. You know, kids, we just took it as a grain of salt. We talked about it. I grew up in Downey. I went to Alameda School. I saw a UFO over North American Aviation. I guess it's Rockwell now. But I saw the jets coming to check it out, and all of a sudden it took off. The next day they said it was a air weather balloon that had shot off.
Did you believe this guy? I know you were young. But as you look back.
Well, his father, he was, me and his son both respected him quite a bit. So we kind of believed what he said, and we took it at the time with a grain of salt. But when they had that special on Roswell,
it all came
home. It blew me away.
Yep. It all made sense, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that story.